page 66, measure number 24-411, City of Scotts Mills, referred to the people by the City Council, prohibiting certain recreational and medical marijuana facilities in Scotts Mills. Question, shall Scotts Mills prohibit medical marijuana dispensaries, medical marijuana processing sites, marijuana producers, marijuana processors, marijuana wholesalers, and marijuana retailers? Summary, if adopted by the voters, this measure would prohibit the establishment and operation within the City of Scotts Mills of medical marijuana dispensaries and medical marijuana processing sites registered by the Oregon Health Authority, as well as recreational marijuana producers, recreational marijuana processors, recreational marijuana wholesalers, and recreational marijuana retailers licensed by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. This measure would not prohibit medical marijuana grows or personal recreational marijuana grows otherwise allowed by state law. This measure also would not prohibit possession of marijuana within the city if otherwise allowed by state law. If this measure is approved by the voters, under current state law, the City of Scotts Mills would not be eligible to receive distributions of state marijuana tax revenues, nor would the city be eligible to adopt a city tax on recreational retail marijuana sales. Explanatory statement, if approved, this measure would prohibit the establishment of medical marijuana processing sites, medical marijuana dispensaries, recreational marijuana producers, recreational marijuana processors, recreational marijuana wholesalers, and recreational marijuana retailers within the city. Medical marijuana processing sites compound or convert marijuana into concentrates, extracts, edible products, and other products intended for medical use. Medical marijuana dispensaries facilitate the transfer of marijuana and marijuana products between patients, caregivers, processors, and growers. Medical marijuana processing sites and medical marijuana dispensaries are regulated by the Oregon Health Authority. Recreational marijuana producers manufacture, plant, cultivate, grow, or harvest recreational marijuana. Recreational marijuana processors compound or convert marijuana into concentrates, extracts, edible products, and other products intended for recreational use. Recreational marijuana wholesalers purchase and resell marijuana to other licensed facilities. Recreational marijuana retailers sell recreational marijuana to consumers. Recreational marijuana producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers are regulated by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Approval of this measure would not prohibit medical marijuana grows allowed under the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act. Approval of this measure would not prohibit personal recreational marijuana grows, 4 plants per household, allowed by state law. This measure also would not prohibit possession of medical or recreational marijuana within the city if the possession is otherwise allowed by state law. Approval of this measure would impact city revenues. 10% of state marijuana tax revenues will be distributed to cities to assist local government in performing their duties related to recreational marijuana. If approved, this measure would make the City of Scotts Mills ineligible to receive any distributions of state marijuana tax revenues. However, approval of this measure would not affect distribution of state marijuana tax revenues to schools. In addition, approval of this measure would prevent the City of Scotts Mills from imposing a 3% city tax on recreational marijuana retail sales. Carrie Ploss, City Clerk, City of Scotts Mills. No arguments were submitted in opposition to Measure 24-411. Page 67, an argument in favor of 24-411, community members of Scotts Mills. We urge you to vote yes on Measure 24-411 to prohibit the establishment of marijuana facilities in Scotts Mills. Voting yes on this measure will not ban personal recreation and medical use, grows, and possession of marijuana. If allowed, a marijuana facility could negatively affect all citizens in Scotts Mills. Our city has a 4-block commercial zone bordered by Crooked Finger Road, 4th Street, C Street, and 2nd Street. Source, Scotts Mills Comprehensive Plan Designations 2013. This zone is not only near all residents in town, it also contains 30-plus homes which could end up with a marijuana business next to or across the street from them. Commercially zoned areas are also in close proximity to bus drop-off, pickup areas, and other locations where children and underage young adults commonly gather. By voting yes on this measure, we would prevent our children and others from being adversely influenced by a marijuana facility within our city. Further, we feel that any tax money obtained from the marijuana industry would not offset the harmful impacts of having a marijuana business in town. Possible detriments such as more crime, underage use, and higher law enforcement costs are anticipated with this type of business. Scotts Mills does not have its own local police force, so the safety of our citizens and increased law enforcement costs are of particular concern. In our unique situation, it's conceivable that additional enforcement costs could use up tax funds generated, making any supposed benefit of having a marijuana business in this town non-existent. We live in our city because we enjoy our safe and quiet rural neighborhoods. Please help us to protect our pleasant lifestyle and vote yes to prohibit marijuana facilities in Scotts Mills. Respectfully, Ronald and Ruth Ann Stoner, Howard Jr. and Gloria Werdinger, Dustin and Tricia Craig, Kenneth and Courtney Good, Margaret Gersh, Brian and Darcy Otter, Edward and Wanda Jenkins, Robert and Gina Duda. This information furnished by Gloria Werdinger. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's a reminder about Dropbox Locator, State of Oregon. Website, www.oregonvotes.gov/dropbox. The State of Oregon ballot drop box map provides a listing of all official ballot drop sites across the state.